working for a new farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And we got a farm bill coming up, and we just need to make sure we get everything as right as we can get it.
Tennessee's 4th District Congressman Scott Desjarlais is now into his 8th year in Washington, and every year the one committee he's been a constant member of is the House Agriculture Committee.
Well, it's very important to my constituents in our state, and you know, there's just a lot of issues that we have to deal with on a regular basis, so it's great to have the lines of communication with Tennessee Farm Bureau and Tennessee Cattlemen's and all the other people within the industry to try to, you know, get the best deal we can out of Washington.
And with serving on the Ag Committee comes the responsibility of getting the nation's all-important farm policy into law, better known as the Farm Bill. And Representative Desjarlais, whose 4th congressional district is one of the most rural in the nation, wants to make sure the new farm bill is the right bill for all of agriculture.
I mean, Chairman Conaway is a CPA. He's very punctual, and I know it's driving him crazy that we haven't gotten started already. But with the tax reform bill, which is very important, being completed at the end of the year, and now budgeting issues that have kind of taken up more of January than we'd hope with the recent shutdown, you know, things have gotten pushed back just a little bit. But I know he's eager to get going. We've been meeting. Just because it's not officially started doesn't mean the work isn't going on behind the scenes. And so, you know, we're hoping to first do no harm with this farm bill. We want to make it better where it's weak, but we want to make sure that it, you know, meets our goals. And I think that, you know, with good lines of communications, we can get that done.
Congressman Desjarlais is hopeful a new farm bill will start making headway soon. And in the meantime, he's still enjoying representing his constituents in Washington and working to cut government regulations even more.
Still enjoying it. It's definitely not boring right now with the new president. He keeps things pretty exciting, but things are happening. We've seen a lot of the bad regulations go away.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.